All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Back in September, we visited the Academy for Software Engineering on the first day of school.
You are going to room 424.
It's the city's first public high school devoted to computer science, and some big names like venture capitalist Fred Wilson are backing the school in the hopes that graduates will eventually fill some of the thousands of open tech jobs here. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's hear how this first year went. Here's WNYC's Yasmin Khan.
As if to underscore the point that this is a school that fosters logic and reasoning skills, Kamal Robinson, who's 14, walks around with a Rubik's Cube.
After I learned how to solve it, it's pretty addicting.
Is this like an Academy for Software Engineering thing that people walk around with Rubik's Cubes?
A lot of people walk around with Rubik's Cubes.
It's like a disease. It's just everyone catches it.
Those last two voices were Gio Rescinio and Luna Ruiz. They, along with Kamal, are part of the school's inaugural freshman class. Some students, like Gio, knew some coding before ninth grade. He's already developing an operating system with friends in his spare time.
I built a data center in my bedroom with, like, old computer hardware that I salvaged.
And then there are students like Luna, who didn't have any experience writing code, but now she's hooked. She's one of only about 30 girls in a class of 125 and is one of the school's top students.
I show some of the things to my mom, and she's like, there's a whole bunch of code, and then she sees a picture. She's like, really? What, you made a picture from all this code?
When the Academy for Software Engineering was announced, the idea was to train the next generation of students who could work at a company like Yelp or Foursquare or create one like it. It's one part of Mayor Bloomberg's plan to realize the city's so-called digital potential. And it was a vision shared by Mike Zemanski, a math and computer science teacher at Stuyvesant High School.
The poet looks at the world in a certain way. A historian looks at the world in a certain way. Well, so does a computer scientist.
He pitched the idea for a separate school and envisioned one with top students who get high scores on the SATs and would likely go to elite colleges. He says he's pragmatic and describes a meeting where he asked company leaders how they hire new software engineers.
All of the tech people said, well, we look for teamwork, dedication, hard work, all of these intangibles, which are wonderful. But then I asked, where do you look for these kids? MIT, Stanford, Harvard.
The Academy for Software Engineering is open to any student, regardless of grades or test scores. Eighth graders get in through a system that's similar to a lottery.
For me, as a principal, our goal is to make sure kids graduate.
Principal Sing Yu is realistic about the fact that not all students will end up in tech. And he says this first year has been about establishing a school culture. He gives out Student of the Month awards, like for most mature or all-around good guy. Some of these students may go on to create the next Twitter. Others may work as programmers and developers. Yu says the software engineering curriculum will expand over time. And to really sharpen the school's focus, the tech industry needs to stay involved as mentors or running after-school programs.
I think that's the one thing has been the biggest challenge of knowing that we're going to need to rely on more people if we really want the school to be what we think it can be.
The school received more than 1,400 applications this year for its next freshman class of 125. And the city is creating a second computer science high school.
My name is Ben Grossman. I am the proposed new school leader for Bronx Academy for Software Engineering.
As Grossman says, the school is setting its own path for how to inspire and challenge high schoolers.
This school and the kind of thinking that underlies software engineering and programming and computer science, this is really the kind of thinking that's required for success.
The Bronx school will open in September. That's when New York City will also launch a pilot program on a smaller scale that will bring computer science classes to 20 middle and high schools. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
Only about 3% of older New Yorkers visit a senior center on any given day. And those centers usually offer meals, a place to meet friends, play cards. Some of them have computers, too. But there's a new kind of center that's hoping to attract the city's savvier seniors. Senior Planet in Chelsea claims it's the country's first technology-themed community center for people over 60.
So I'm sitting here in the senior center on West 25th Street, and it's a bright, airy place. There's very modern furniture. It's sparsely decorated, but in a nice, clean way. There are about half a dozen seniors working on desktop computers, sort of surfing online, working on stuff. And then there's a couple conference rooms and a group of seniors taking the iPad class that's offered here, beginner iPad.
Let's go to our iPads. Let's sign into Gmail. Let's go into Gmail.
Yeah, but I want the at sign.
That's going to come right in here. I'll show you right now. Here we go.
My name is Tom Camber. I'm the founder and executive director of Older Adults Technology Services. We commonly call it OATS, O-A-T-S. But we have a different phase of aging now. What's happening is that we've created this additional 15, almost 20 years that we've added onto the human lifespan in the last few generations. And we are right now trying to figure out how to make the most of those years. Our central purpose is really about finding ways to use technology to help older people thrive and live better.
There are features that are of the browser and that belong to the browser, and there are features that belong to the web page itself.
My name is Muriel Beach. I'm 85 years old. Although I've had a PC for years, I didn't know the full use of it. And I'm a very active senior. I'm into organizations and speaking and doing things. And so forward use of a computer was very important for me. I mean, I didn't know how to cut and paste and, you know, things like that. All the, and picking up articles and sending them to other people, etc.
Muriel, what do you think is the biggest challenge for seniors when it comes to figuring out technology?
Becoming confident in it. I mean, I was always afraid if I hit the wrong key, I'd ruin my computer or destroy all the data or see something dissolve, you know, delete an entire written message or something. I think it was learning that we are masters of it, not it masters of us.
So it's never too late to get better versed in the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. But it is always better to get them early. So join me, WNYC's Beth Fertig, and the WNYC School Book Team at the Green Space this evening. We'll be talking about what's happening in our schools to get our kids up to speed and how STEM literacy can be improved for all students. Watch it live at greenspace.org. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.